Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coy with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here today with Brad. Brad, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate having me.
Brad just gave a presentation for us on a motivational speech, basically, and a message related to safety and how safety is important to him and should be important to all companies. So, Brad, can you tell us a little bit about your background and your story?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so I just grew up as a typical athlete in Northwest Ohio. Sports was a big part of my life. I just finished my sophomore year of high school and was helping out a friend's dad's company and working a third shift operation. As I was operating a 500-ton power press, my friend unknowingly was turning to his back to push the buttons as I was reaching in to adjust a part that was misaligned. And as I was reaching in, 500 tons came down and crushed both of my hands. There was a part of my left hand still kind of mangled, still attached. The right side was literally about 4 inches below the elbow that was what remained. Obviously, that was a life-changing accident for me. I ended up, though, coming back and actually playing some sports, specifically in football, led the team again my senior year and regained the starting middle linebacker position, a position I'd actually broken a record at my sophomore year of high school, and actually ended up earning first-team All-State honors my senior year. And so I kind of talk about dealing with adversity and finding a way, but also from a safety standpoint, I share some aspects of how we can have a better mindset of safety and protect ourselves.
That's a really powerful story. And honestly, it touched me today listening to this and made me think about safety a little bit differently. You take somebody who is in a situation that was really a horrific accident, and you found a way to spin that around to the positive and how to really drive a positive message to people. And I think as safety professionals, there's a lot we could take away from that. You know, there were some safety aspects there that you talked about. You know, there was some training issues and things like that. But I think the bigger message is, and what I really liked in your presentation, you almost talked about us as safety professionals as the Secret Service agents and how we need to go in and sweep our area before we go to work, just like the Secret Service does. And I think that's an important message because all too often we become comfortable.
Yeah.
And in your situation, I think maybe the facility was comfortable with what they were doing for so long.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's definitely, at least there's several principles that I've learned from my own accident from a safety standpoint. But one, just the safety mechanisms that we're working with, it seemed that that whole system was fail-proof, guaranteed to work. In some ways, it failed and it didn't work. And so I mean, there's one point that I always encourage other manufacturers and those that are working to be mindful of those devices that they're working with, the safety equipment they're working with. A second thing would just be to simply take time to think, you know, stop and think. We are in such a rush. We're running from one thing to the next to the next. And obviously productivity is a good thing and it's a necessary thing. And so we have a demand placed upon us, but at the same time, being productive and not doing it in a safe manner is not going to get us ahead. And so productivity is a good thing, but it's safe productivity. That's the real goal. That's what we're after. And so I think to accomplish that, we have to take time to think. We have to caution our mind and be having our mind or our eyes on what we're going to be changing, adjusting, moving. I always encourage audience to move your eyes before we move our bodies, you know, before we just instinctively reach in to adjust something like I did with my part. When I saw that part misaligned, I just instinctively reached in to adjust it. But that impulsive reaction, that snap decision changed my life forever. And so if I just simply took time to think, saw that part and just appropriately responded, I would still have my hands.
Right.
And so that's just one principle. And then the third one also, I just like to encourage people and workers would just be the need to communicate with each other. We can create an environment of confusion, of chaos by not being on the same page. You know, when we've got work to do, everyone just takes their best guess and moves forward. But obviously that creates an environment of confusion. And obviously that just creates an environment that accidents can happen very easily. And so communicating with other, you know, verbal hand signals, whatever that looks like for individuals, but communicating, being on the same page. I made the assumption that my friend, my coworker was working right next to me, that he could clearly see me. Well, he couldn't when his back was to me. And so it's when we make those assumptions that we get ourselves into trouble. So I encourage people to communicate, be on the same page. And these are just a couple of principles that I've learned from my own accident that I like to encourage other people in their own approach and their own mindset to safety.
Yeah. And your message is powerful, not only because it helps us to refocus and think about those safety pieces, but there's a lot of goal setting and driving forward as an organization that comes away from this. And I think that's the piece that really makes this powerful, is that you're able to grab those safety professionals' attention and pull them in. But at the same time, you're able to grab leadership's attention and get them to think about goal setting and safety at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially like you said, the safety professionals, safety can be a neglected program. It can be kind of pushed to the side, and it's just this thing that, you know, companies don't necessarily want to spend extra money on. It's not necessarily giving them a better profitability. Well, it does. It does. But companies don't always see it that way. Right. They want to see the bottom line with better capital, better improvements in their facility. And so, so they kind of have to fight for their position, fight for their earning. And so I think even from that standpoint of dealing with adversity, trying to encourage them in their own approach that, hey, you're gonna face it here. It's going to be difficult, but continue to push through and find a way. And so, I do appreciate that. That's a good question about dealing with adversity. And, you know, my coach challenged me when I had my own adversity to find a way.
You know, yeah, that story about finding the way with the water bottle. That,
thank you.
You know, It, as a parent, it sent a message to me. As a worker, as an employee, it sent a message to me. And as a public leader, it sent a message to me to really help drive people to find that way, and personally to keep trying and trying and finding that way somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's my first day of practice. I'm out there hanging out with the guys, and my coach just yells out to me and says, hey, you know, if you're thirsty enough, you're going to find a way. And so I like thinking, hey, coach, I don't have any hands. How about you pick up the water bottle, right? Like, jerk.
Yeah. When you told me the story, I was like, man, he really is a jerk at
yeah,
first.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he had my back, and I knew that. And so he had that for sure. But at the same time, this is something I had to do for myself. And so he wasn't going to pick up the water bottle, give me that drink, even though I was super thirsty. He knew I was able to do it. And so obviously I got down, picked it up, got myself a drink. And that was a paradigm shift. I went from thinking and realizing, you know, hey, if I can do this one thing, maybe there are some other things in my life that I can do that I'm not even trying or attempting at. And so it's so often that we shut ourselves down. We don't even give ourselves a shot or a chance. We shut ourselves mentally before we even take a chance at it. So I think getting challenged like that was a paradigm shift for me, and trying to open up the door a little bit and seeing possibilities instead of the adversity and the obstacles in front of me. And so, yeah, that was one step along the way, but turning those obstacles into opportunities through finding a way.
Well, we thank you so much for coming out to Portage County Safety Council, speaking with our members, doing this podcast. If people want more information about you, where can they find you at?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at BradHertigSafety.com. BradHertigSafety.com is the website. You just check me out there, and there's all the pertinent needed information available.
All right. Thank you so much. We hope to see you again at other future safety speaking events. And thank you to all of our listeners. And as usual, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.